Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Looking at the Statement on Social Justice and the Gospel, available for you to read and sign at statementonsocialjustice.com. Article number 10, Sexuality and Marriage, states, "We affirm that God created mankind male and female, and that this divinely determined distinction is good, proper, and to be celebrated. Maleness and femaleness are biologically determined at conception and are not subject to change. The curse of sin results in sinful, disordered affections that manifest in some people as same-sex attraction. Salvation grants sanctifying power to renounce such dishonorable affections as sinful and to mortify them by the Spirit. We further affirm that God's design for marriage is that one woman and one man live in a one-flesh covenantal sexual relation until separated by death. Those who lack the desire for opportunity for marriage are called to serve God in singleness and chastity. This is as noble a calling as marriage. We deny that human sexuality is a socially constructed concept. We also deny that one sex can be fluid. We reject gay Christian as a legitimate biblical category. We further deny that any kind of partnership or union can be properly called marriage other than one man and one woman in a lifelong covenant together. We further deny that people should be identified as sexual minorities, which serves as a cultural classification rather than one that honors the image-bearing character of human sexuality created by God."
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.